today's news.
Hello again. Welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. It's that time of year for fireworks and bonfires, isn't it? Always crops up at this time of the year, of course, as we head towards Guy Fawkes Night on the 5th of November. Fireworks in particular, are they being phased out? I don't know. But a quick look back and you'll see in years of yore so much more popular and used with what can only be described, I think, as gay abandon. How about the Isle of Man Weekly Advertising Courier of Thursday, November the 8th, 1860? Note this is November the 8th, so after Guy Fawkes Night. The advert says, "Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks! Just received a large supply of fireworks of every description at George Sherwood's, Duke Street, on the corner of Wellington Street." I don't think they're still there now. It's the fact a large supply came in 3 days after Bonfire Night would seem to suggest they were used rather a lot between Bonfire Night and Christmas. The Isle of Man Times, Saturday, July the 12th, 1879. What sounded like a wonderful event at the Derby Castle Pleasure Grounds. And again the heading, "Fireworks, fireworks, fireworks!" A grand firework gala will take place on Friday evening next July the 18th, 1879, under the superintendence of Professor Caldwell of Leeds, the pyrotechnist to the company. He will crop up again later, when one of the grandest displays ever seen in the island will be given. The hotel and beautiful ground will be illuminated by thousands of coloured lamps and chemical fires. We weren't quite so green then. Monster balloons will ascend during the day, and a grand illuminated balloon will ascend during the evening, and when at an immense altitude will burst with thousands of stars of every hue. A grand promenade concert will take place from 3 to 5pm, when a choice selection of music will be played, dancing as usual in the evening on the immense illuminated platform. Derby Castle omnibuses to the gates every 10 minutes. The price of admission on this occasion, after 6 o'clock, 1 shilling. Does sound like quite a do, to say the least, doesn't it? Another fireworks, this time in the Isle of Man Times of July the 18th, a Tuesday, 1893. Tonight, the Scotch Holidays. Does anyone remember the Scotch Holidays? Notice to Scots and others, at the Falconcliffe Nightly, W.F. Frame, Scotland's greatest comedian, the funniest comedian living, at the Falconcliffe. It doesn't say where the fireworks came into it. Were they part of his act? Lit outside? I don't know. As I say, they were used with relatively gay abandon in days of yore. It might well seem to be the case, as far as I can see. Now, returning to our great pyrotechnist, as he was described, how about this? Saturday, August the 31st, 1878, in the Manx Sun, the Derby Castle Hotel and Pleasure Grounds, last grand display of the season. Fireworks, fireworks, balloon ascents. Tuesday evening, next September the 3rd, commencing at 8pm prompt, the following special programme will be gone through, we are told. Programme: rockets with bright stars, rockets with gold rain, flights of shells. What is listed as a beautiful coloured Jesus, J-E-U-S. Now, whether this is a beautiful coloured Jesus or juice being some sort of firework, I know not. If you do, let me know at the usual address, howardcaine@maxradio.com. I like to think it's a beautiful coloured Jesus made from fireworks. What else did they have? Well, grand design in coloured Roman candles and brilliance, all the yew tree, rockets with snakes, curious and complicated design, the double square and four illustrations. Rockets with red and green stars, a new design in 8 points, commencing with a rainbow wheel in the centre, changing to 8 other illuminated wheels, all turning at an immense velocity, adorned with red, green and purple centres, changing to a beautiful star in brilliant fire with loud reports. grand sensational spectacle, the fiery phoenix or flying dragon, will traverse the grounds four times, displaying an illuminated wheel at each return. The grand ascent of two large balloons at once, racing each other through the air, displaying fireworks of various colours. An immense design, composed entirely of rainbow wheels, 18 feet high, representing a large fountain of real fire. Rockets with comet stars, flights of stars, beautiful design of Chinese pagoda in brilliant wheels and Roman coloured candles. Rockets with red and green stars, grand concluding piece, got up expressly for this occasion, representing a large temple 20 feet high, 12 feet wide, in thousands of jets of real fire, concluding with a grand finale of the flights of 30 large rockets in the air at once. Shells, maroons, and two large balloons will leave the grounds during the day. No mention of how animals on the island felt about all this. Perhaps no one cared. The whole under the superintendence of, you are right, Professor Coldwell of Leeds, apparently the man to go to when you're wanting to set fire to an awful lot of things at once, dancing as usual on the splendid illuminated platform, and a first-class band of 10 performers, we are told. In order to give everyone an opportunity of witnessing this, the last display of the season, the manager has decided on having the charge of admission, 1 shilling before, now just sixpence. Mr. W.H. Lawrence, a keen businessman he. However, it wasn't always plain sailing, of course. Then, as now it seems, people would get up to, well, what can best be described as mischief, perhaps, with fireworks. Fireworks in the lion's den, ran the Ramsey Courier on Friday, November the 16th, 1934. On November the 2nd, two youths named George Lawrence Woodhouse and Stanley Armstrong threw some fireworks into the Douglas police station. There were chances in their arm. The police, however, apprehended the offenders, perhaps not surprisingly, and charged them last week with setting off fireworks in the street. The High Bailiff said that this was the first charge of its kind that had been brought before him. Inspector Farragher said, if it had happened on November the 5th, no notice would have been taken. Really? But these boys came to the Lion's Den and threw fireworks into the police station. On the boys promising in the future to confine their fireworks display to November the 5th, they were let off with a fine of 1 shilling and 2 shillings and eightpence costs each. A lot of pocket money in 1934, I'd have thought. And finally, I'll leave you with a firework-inspired quiz from the Alaban Times, Friday, October the 17th, 1958. Find the fireworks. Here, as promised, is my special November the 5th competition with fireworks as prizes. I don't know whether you'd get away with that these days. All you have to do is rearrange the letters given to spell the names of well-known fireworks. It's easy. Why don't you enter for this exciting Good Times Club competition now? We are endorsed. Send your entries to Uncle Jack at the Times office. Anyone remember Uncle Jack? In Douglas, to arrive not later than next Friday, and prizes will be awarded in time for bonfire night. Can you solve, then, this gunpowder plot conundrum? Uncle Jack will award a prize to the best correct entry you received between now and next Friday. My first is in Rooney, also in Raw. Next, I'm in Odor and also in Door. My third is in Cricket and in Carrier 2. Fourth, I'm in King, but never in Hugh. Fifth, I'm in Ever and also in Weed. Last, I'm in Toffee, but never in Seed. On November the 5th, you set me alight, and I roar into the sky at the dead of night, like a Sputnik or spaceship bound for the moon, finally exploding with a big boom. What am I? Not that tricky, I would suggest. Don't bother sending into the paper now. I don't think you'll win anything. The column ends with a joke. Joke of the week in the Isle of Man Times, Friday, October the 17th, 1958. Ken, be careful with that gun. You almost shot me. Friend, did I? Oh, I'm awfully sorry. Jokes change over the years too. There'll be plenty more, no doubt, on fireworks in local news in the week or so to come. Maybe bonfires too, perhaps we could have a look at that. In the meantime, I think now, and maybe for years to come, fireworks and bonfires will be new news and, of course, old news. Cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.